With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Israel and Iran agreeing to a complete and total ceasefire, adding the deal came soon after Tehran had launched a limited missile attack on U.S. military sites in Qatar. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After Iran fired short-range and medium-range missiles at the military base, the president described it as a weak response to the U.S. military's bombing of three Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend. He wrote on social media that no Americans were harmed and hardly any damage was done. The president said perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region, and he pledged to encourage Israel to do the same. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An intense weather pattern cooking much of America in a dangerous heat dome this week with triple-digit weather that hasn't been seen like this in some parts of the country in more than 11 years. This heat wave especially threatening because it's hitting cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia.
The East Coast weather, at least from my perspective, is just very sweaty in the summer. It's just like my dog doesn't even want to be outside. My dog loves being outside. But it's that like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Well, the body of the last person missing from the boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe during a powerful weekend thunderstorm has been found, bringing the death toll to 8. The Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time that vessel flipped over Saturday afternoon. In Michigan, a pastor says God had a hand in preventing a mass shooting at his suburban Detroit church where more than 100 people had gathered. A gunman opened fire Sunday, but a security personnel fatally shot the gunman before he was able to enter the building. This is SRN News. A Canadian church taking extreme measures.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
City of Matera in the south of Italy will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. Cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for such movies as The Passion of Christ. Season 5 of The Chosen will be available to watch for free coming up in September. This is SRN News. Well, the Senate's Rules Committee allowing Republicans to include in their mega bill a 10-year moratorium on enforcing state and local artificial intelligence laws, a rather surprising result for the provision that has split the GOP. Reporter Bernie Bennett.
Senate Commerce Committee Chair Ted Cruz rewrote a House-passed AI moratorium to try to comply with his chamber's budgetary rules. His version made upholding the moratorium a condition for receiving billions in federal broadband expansion funds. Both parties made their arguments before the parliamentarian Thursday. In the House, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene and the House Freedom Caucus have also opposed the AI moratorium, with Greene threatening to oppose the mega bill, H.R. 1, if the legal freeze remains.
Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman says the central bank should consider cutting its key interest rate as soon as the next meeting in July. More details at srnnews.com.